Welcome to Day by Day Expressions. We've got Johnny Ashim here on the show today. Johnny, if someone were to Google your name and they were to say Johnny Ashim compositions, the two that would pop up are going to be right at the top of the list are going to be Jacob and Rachel, A Love Story, and then The Battle of Sedim. And so let's talk about those two pieces. And what they would find if they Google that are some YouTube videos of these full orchestras playing what you have written. And so we get to sit here and talk to the man behind these pieces of music. So let's start with Jacob and Rachel, A Love Story, that comes out of the Bible. It's a long, drawn-out story. So let me just walk us through the story in the Bible, and then you tell us what you were trying to do with the musical composition, where Jacob encounters Rachel at a well. He gets to know her. He discovers who she is, and this love starts growing, but there's this tension that's introduced because of Rachel's dad. And he doesn't get to marry her immediately, and there's this longing and all of this stuff, and then finally, after the whole Leah incident, he gets to marry Rachel. And so it's this long, drawn out love story in the Bible. So walk us through how your composition represents that story.
First, when you talk about love stories, one of the most beautiful things to capture in music, you know, I always was inspired by this story, but I wanted to write it. When I say I write it, like write it as a music, in a quite wonderful way. And the first part of it, it starts with, as I said before, with four horns, starting a very delicate way, soft and beautiful, and then with the flute, and it's, you can hear like it's building up until, and it reflects the first part when Jacob met Rachel for the first time. And the Bible says that he cried, you know, deeply, because that first from first love from first sight. I think we call this
yes,
in English.
Yes, yes.
And that's why it is divided in two parts. The first part is like the first beautiful love, and but later the price of this love was quite expensive.
Oh yeah.
So you can hear the second part until Rachel became his wife. It was a long story full of like tension, and it was not easy at all.
Yeah.
So when you hear the orchestration and the how it's progressing, you can understand, you can see like this difference and contradictions and sounds.
Yeah, yeah. And then the end of it is he finally gets her. He finally gets her. It's a wonderful piece. I've enjoyed listening to it. And so whenever you Google that and you listen, part of what you want people to hear is the beauty of the first part, the tension and the angst of the second part there. Yeah, that's beautiful, and I think people will hear that as they listen to it. The other piece that you're known for is The Battle of Sedim, which is a completely different story than Jacob and Rachel. This is a war that takes place between not just two different countries, but several different kings kind of gathering up on Sodom, I guess, is it?
The Valley of Sedim, which is nowadays is like the Valley of the Dead Sea.
Yes, yes.
So I would like to mention that I traveled to Jordan and to the Dead Sea area specifically and spent 2 days there and nights just to try to feel what happened here thousands of years ago, to try to imagine the scenery, to try to feel the sounds, and that helped me a lot when I came back to compose this battle that happened in the Old Testament. It's known as the War of Nine Kings.
Yes.
And I can talk a little bit about...
Yeah, so like as a contrast, Jacob and Rachel starts with The French horns, the harp. Is it? Do you have a harp starting on that one?
No, the harp starts with the second one.
Okay.
The Battle of Sidim.
Okay, it starts with the Battle of Sidim starts with the harp, but it moves pretty quickly into strong music.
It was a mystery, you know. You can feel like something mysterious, as like the kings are preparing before the battle. It's not like a romantic. It's a little bit mysterious, and then. When the battle unfolds, you can hear like this violence of the fight. You can hear like the loud sounds and all these things inside. And the third part of it, it captures the part of Abraham who intervened to rescue his nephew Lot.
Yeah.
And it talks about his bravery, how courageous he was.
Yeah.
So you can, when you listen to the music, you can feel and hear how glorious it became. The glorious tone was very rich harmony.
The
dance this way as a like to prescribe exactly Abraham victory.
Yeah. So, like, what would be kind of cool is for someone to take Genesis 14. I think that's where it happens, and to be reading. As they're listening, so that they can try to listen for the different events that are taking place in the Battle of Sidim.
Exactly. If they read this this chapter from the Bible and they listen to it, they will definitely understand what I meant in this
position. So, when did you write that?
I believe in 2016.
Okay.
Yes, because first the premiere of this piece. Was in 2017 with the Lebanese Philharmonic Orchestra.
Okay.
And then it has been chosen from three different orchestras in Europe in just in 1 year.
Okay. So how long did it take you to write? I mean, that's a 10-minute piece of music right there, isn't it?
Almost,
yeah.
A little bit less.
How long did it take you to write something like that?
I can say all in all, around 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three months. Because the most important is not just to compose, like to exactly reflect what I felt and how the image I wanted to do.
Yeah, the image.
So sometimes you feel like you are composing in a wonderful way. Some other day you are not exactly in the mood. So I kept like the perfect days to finalize this composition.
Yeah, that's great. I think this has been very helpful in helping people not just understand these two pieces of music, but just to also understand that any piece of classical music is trying to tell a story.
Exactly.
It's trying to take you to a place. And so you want to take people to Scripture and to help them feel and understand what's taking place in the Bible. And so that's an incredible thing. So until next time, we're going to continue our conversation with Johnny. Until next time on Day by Day Expressions.